It's Wednesday, the 28th of August, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. The Health and Social Services Ministry announced that as of August 26, 18 patients have been tested for Mpox across the country, with 15 negative results and 3 tests pending. The Health Authority also confirmed that 25 out of 36 hospitals nationwide have isolation facilities prepared to admit patients with suspected infectious diseases. Executive Director in the Ministry, Ben Nangombe.
We currently have it, the situation is stable in the country. There is no need for panic, there's no need for alarm. And if the situation changes in terms of positive cases being received in the country, we will inform the public accordingly.
Local health practitioner and former Minister of Health, Dr. Bernard Haufiku, spoke with us to explain the symptoms of Mpox.
The symptoms are generally the typical viral symptoms, and because this virus is a member of the epoxy viruses, it creates lumps and bumps on your skin, almost like the old smallpox, or it can resemble chickenpox. And you may have fever, you may feel headache, you may have nausea, usual vomiting, lack of appetite.
Trustco Group Holdings announced the discovery of a 391.45-carat diamond by Mayer Mining in Sierra Leone's Kona District. Trustco, which holds a 19.5% stake in Mayer Mining, highlighted that this is the second major diamond find from the Mayer River Kimberlite domain. Quinton van Rooyen, the deputy CEO of Trustco, commented on the discovery.
Incredible for the country of Sierra Leone, which will benefit tremendously from taxes and duties, and obviously for us home-based Namibian Trustco homegrown companies. Company. You know, we hope to return some of that value to our shareholders.
Statistics South Africa's 2023-24 Victims of Crime Report has revealed significant rises in individual crimes over the past 5 years. Statistician General Risenga Maluleke reported that 1.1 million people experienced street robbery, which is a 7% increase. Consumer fraud affected 700,000 people, up 16%, while assault cases rose by 26% to 650,000. Maluleke also warns that hijacking and sexual assault saw substantial increases.
287,000 individuals experienced hijacking during the past 5 years, an increase of 2.5% from the previous period. And of course, 116,000 individuals experienced sexual offense during the past 5 years, and that has increased by 2.6%.
Reports by CNBC Africa show Spain will donate 500,000 doses of Mpox vaccine, 20% of its stockpile, to address the outbreak in Africa. The Spanish Health Ministry also called on the European Commission to encourage all EU member states to donate 20% of their vaccine stocks. The donation comes as the World Health Organization declared Mpox a global public health emergency following an outbreak in the DRC, raising concerns about rapid transmission. U.S. presidential hopeful Kamala Harris has agreed to her first sit-down interview since taking over the Democratic ticket from Joseph Biden. It follows weeks of criticism from her Republican rival Donald Trump, who has suggested she was scared of facing the media. From Washington, here's Nick Harper reporting.
Harris and Walz will be hoping to continue the momentum that they saw during last week's Democratic Party convention, but also try to win over independent, undecided voters who they will want to vote for their Democratic ticket in November. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.